Hi there, my name's Pam, Pam Barnes, and involved in the Haxton Green Time Banks. And we've been working together making the community garden. It's called the Eight Garden because it's a historical, culture, heritage, education garden, I believe. So we all ache for peace, as far as I remember. So basically, I've been helping plant some daffodils and bulbs and other plants throughout the autumn, and this year they've come up really beautiful. In fact, I made some bookmarks on them, really pleased, and people have been commenting on the flowers. And today at this festival is absolutely amazing. I mean, we've got an ideal spot right in the shade, we've got our table set up, and we've been selling plants and selling all sorts of bric-a-brac. But the money that we've made today, that will go towards buying some more bulbs and plants to make our garden look beautiful all year round. And I'm just really, really, you know, really enjoying it. It's fabulous. It's really a good community feeling. And the amount of people I've seen, there's like hundreds of people beyond. And they've been walking by, looking and talking and inquiring about Paxton Time Bank and about where we are, what we do, and the interest. And I mean, we've got a wonderful team. We've got Jenny, myself, we've got Jill, we all work quite well together. And of course, it's Beatrice, and it's just, you know, Toby and her dad lives in the park, and her brother, Brooke, you know, been really helpful. It's just been amazing. I mean, so much so that we're thinking of doing something like this quite regularly. I don't know where. We'll have a look for boot sales and continue. We'll be doing seed bombing, I believe. We're going to get some clay and put some seeds in, so people, children, can hopefully go and throw that clay ball, do a bit of guerrilla gardening. And who knows, some flowers may start springing up all over Lambeth and Suffolk, along the edges of the park and their garden, to brighten up our city. So I'm looking forward to that. I've got the clay already soaking in water. So tomorrow we'll be down at the Eight Garden. So hopefully we get lots of children and adults passing by, joining in.